This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Work is underway on a new project to add a new channel of the Colorado River near Windy Gap Dam near Granby. The project aims to improve river flow and fish populations. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett helped get federal funding for the project. He was at the groundbreaking this week. He says he hopes it can be a model for collaboration along the river.
We're going to have difficult negotiations, but in the end, we're going to have to reach some agreements. And in the end, the federal government is going to have a very important role to play to help get these projects over the finish line.
Bennett's Republican challenger for re-election, Joe O'Day, was also at the groundbreaking. His company is the general contractor for the project. A Coloradan accused of fraud as part of a fundraising scheme to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border wants his retrial moved to Colorado. A lawyer for Timothy Shea says he can't get a fair trial in New York. That's where an earlier trial ended in a mistrial after 11 jurors tried to force one juror off the panel, saying he had political and anti-government bias. The retrial is set for October. Aurora has banned any new cool weather turf grasses for golf courses or new homes. The ban on Kentucky bluegrass and similar turf is meant to save water. It has some exceptions for recreational areas and school playgrounds. There are new rules for short-term rentals in Colorado. Steamboat Springs will prohibit short-term rentals in most of the city and require property owners to have a license to rent out their properties for less than 30 days. Vacation towns across the West are dealing with low housing supply and questions about how to regulate short-term rentals. The new rules in Steamboat could be a model for others. Steamboat Springs and other mountain areas have highs today in the 70s. Along the Front Range, it's highs close to 90 and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.